That's good.
Our Mishnah. Okay, so now doing the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not like Ben Nanas, the one I want to say. Why? Because our Mishnah says that they each take a Shvuah. And one of them is going to be lying. One of them is going to be a lie. One of them is going to be a lie. All right. Seems he learns different than Tosis, right? Because Tosis says the Gemara knew that they didn't have to both be didn't have to be a lie. But anyway, we'll have to come back to that. So, but that's the chance. The problem is that one of them is going to lie, and Ben Nanas. What? Ben Nanas was against lying. Ben Nanas held that what? Ben Nanas, the Gemara wants to say that in this situation, Ben Nanas would say what? No Shvuah. Right. Right. Okay, so the case of the Mishnah in Shvuas is what? Normally you don't take a Shvuah. You're not normally a Nishba Venotel, right? That Mishnah is going through cases where you're a Nishba Venotel. So one of the cases is the Chen V'ni Al Pinkaso. So you have the shopkeeper, right? The Balabayas, and the Poel. The Poel of the son. It's easier to envision the Poel. So, huh? The worker. So the Poel did work, and the Balabayas owes him money, right? So the Balabayas sends him to the store owner. And he tells the store owner, pay him, give him goods, right, equal to what I own. Give him $100 worth of goods, right? So the Poel comes back and says, he never gave it to me. And the shopkeeper said, he did. So they each want money from the Balabayas, right? The Poel says, you still owe me my wages. And the shopkeeper says, you owe me for the goods that that I gave out on your account, right? So the Tana Kama, so the Rabbanan hold over there what? The Rabbanan over there hold that each one takes a Shvuah and they take from the Balabayas. So the Balabayas gets he loses twice. He has to pay twice, right? Okay, but Ben Nanas disagrees. Go ahead. Right. Okay. All right. So what's the machlokas over there? What's the machlokas? The Gemara is assuming that based on the machlokas of Ben Nanas and the Rabbanan, that Ben Nanas would have to say over here, he'd have to disagree with the Mishnah. Right? So what is that machlokas over there? It's a good question. What's the machlokas over there? The Rabbanan say, they each take a Shvuah. They each take a Shvuah. And Ben Nanas says, neither one can take a Shvuah. Yeah, so why? How can the Balabayas pay twice? How can the Balabayas pay twice? So what's the answer to that question? How can he pay twice? Because he made two individual claims. Because of two individual claims, right? That's the problem. The two individual claims.
So they're coming to Beis Din at one time. So there's one story going on.
That's a good question. What? We mentioned this case a long time ago.
Not
that's
this case, but another case like it, that there was the guy was responsible to pay twice.
But yeah, now the Gemara on Gimel, the Gemara on the next daf takes up the question of why it's different than the Maharan Shlishi. He says, because he also seems to say it was the Balabayas' fault. He should have sent him with Adam to establish what happened. But basically, yeah, basically it's two individual claims. And the only thing is that when you take the two individual claims together, it comes out to one to an impossibility. But it's not the same as like a. It's not like a talis that they're both, that's one chefsa that they're both arguing on. Right? The independent transactions. I mean, it's true, both of them couldn't have occurred. It can't be both that the Chenvani gave it to him and the Pole didn't receive it. That's not possible. No, every time you administer a shua, someone could come to a shua. Someone could lie, right?
Otherwise, we wouldn't be asking them to swear.
Right. It would seem, in terms of your question, elu ve'elu bo'in, it seems that Rashi tries to answer that question. Doesn't Rashi try to answer that question? Because he says, elu ve'elu bo'in le'beistin al-menas li'shova. Echad mehem l'shav. Al menas l'shova echad mehem l'shav. That's how Rashi translates that expression. Al Rashi. Elu ve'elu are coming to Beis Din on the condition that one of them swears falsely. That's what Beis Din is saying. Beis Din is saying, you both must come so that what? So that one of you swears falsely. Now, obviously, Beis Din doesn't want someone to swear falsely. They want the guy to give up. They want the guy to back out. Right? I mean, that's always why you give a shua. Like you're saying. To make the guy recant if he's lying.
Yeah, it's a deterrent.
Right? But, sof kol sof over here, if they go through with it, that's what's going to happen. One of them, they are going to have administered an oath that was vaday a lie. All right. Here's the thing. What's also more difficult is Tosfos. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, hold on. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, no, even Ben Nanas, the Mishnah can even be Ben Nanas. Why? Go ahead, Jake. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. You could say it's Ben Nanas. Why? Because over there, there's Vada Yeshua Shav. Over here, it's possible that they both picked it up together. They both picked it up together. Interesting. What does Rashi say? But they're not saying they picked it up together. Right? They're not saying that, though. So it's still a shul-shov. Each one is saying, I picked it up first. They're swearing I don't have less than half. But, I mean, that's what he's saying. They're swearing I don't have less than half. Right. So why is Rashi say each one thinks he picked it up first?
Which isn't even what the Gemara.
And then he changes it. And then, but like Aaron's right there, they're only swearing on half. V'chi mishtabeah al chetziah kushta mishtabeah.
I think that, but...
Okay, well, you have to divide up Rashi's statement into two parts, right? The first part is kol echad v'echad sovor aniyag batio techila v'kula shali. That's talking about what? That's talking about the Taina. Of course, that's the Taina. The Taina is animitzosia, meaning I found all of it. Right? That's the Taina. The Taina, each one's knowing, they're not making the Taina, I have half and I have half. Right? The Taina is on the whole thing. Right? But then, yeah. So what I'm saying, they both picked it up together. So why are they saying they picked it up first? Doesn't that show you right away that they're lying? In other words, if you're going to say, the problem is like this, if you're going to say the answer is that there's not necessarily a liar here because they could have picked it up together, yeah, but they're lying about it now.
Right. Okay,
but now they're lying about it.
That's not the shrua.
No, each one is claiming. Even though each one is claiming they own the whole thing, that it's all theirs, so that's possible to have occurred in a, that's possible that that's an innocent mistake. Right? And 1 second. That's possible that it's an innocent mistake. And really, in reality, they picked it up together. So in reality, so when they swear on half, that's in line with the emes. Even though it's not in line with the emes of their taina. Right? That's the interesting thing. It's not in line with the emes of their taina, because their taina is saying, I picked it up first, and it's all mine. This guy has no rights to it at all. Right? So in terms, that's what Rashi's trying to explain, that in terms of taina, it is a lie. In terms of taina, it's not true. Right? It's not true. But it doesn't mean that they're liars, because that could be an innocent mistake. Each one just thinks... Right? They got it first. But we're only concerned about the truth of the shvua, not why the person thinks it's true. That's the interesting thing. We're not concerned with why the person thinks that it's true. We're only concerned with if it is true. And since it's possible that it's true, Ben Nanas would not say, Ketzad Elu Ve'elu Boni Deshua Shav. I agree. Okay, so that's a little schwer to say this is what we're hanging our hat on. This is what Ben Nanas is hanging his hat on. that maybe two guys who each claimed to have preceded the other were in fact so close that it was a photo finish, and it was so close they made a mistake. There was no photo. They made a mistake, and in reality, it was a tie. It was a dead heat. But what? But what's harder is Tosfos. Tosfos says, what? Jake? Okay, so Tosfos is bothered that this answer is not such a brilliant answer. Not such an amazing answer that nobody could have thought of this, that the Moksha didn't know this possibility. Right? I mean, Chaim said there are three possibilities right away. So, so of course, I mean, it's what? It's not so hard to figure out that by the Chenveni, one is definitely lying, and over here, one guy is... One second. So what's the Havamina then? I mean, it's a strange Havamina. It's a strange Havamina. Right? The Havamina knew the answer already. He knew the answer. So why would he think, if he knows the answer, why would he still think it's a problem? Go ahead. So the question was that what? The question was what? That now your question is a good question. Because now, according to the Moksha, that what? Ben Nanas won't administer a shvur that might be a shvur shav? But like Chaim also said, any shvur could be a shvur shav. Every shvur could be a shvur shav. Every shvur could be a shvur shav. In other words, if you're going to tell me the Moksha thought this is a vadai shvur shav, right, then it's like Ben Nanas. Because that's a vadai shvur shav. So you say, okay, Ben Nanas holds, you can't, Basin can't administer a vadai shvur shav. That makes a lot of sense. What's the side of the Rabbanan? But then you'll say that, no, the answer is it's not about the shvur shav. Okay, everything works out fine, right? The perfect havamina maskana. Not maybe a conceptual havamina maskana, but it works, right? That Ben Nanas's shita is Basin can't administer a shvur shav, and the answer is here it's not a shvur shav. But if you thought, there's two problems. If the Moksha knew over here it's not a vadei shvur shav, then why is it like Ben Nanas at all? That's the first question. Then why is it like Ben Nanas? Ben Nanas is a case of a vadei shvur shav. Here's a case where it's not a vadei shvur shav. Why would I even think that Ben Nanas couldn't be this Mishnah? Right? And secondly, I mean, like, every shvur is possible to be a shvur shav. I mean, the idea is to get the guy to not...
That's what there's a shvur.
Yeah, it's possible. It's always possible. So what was the answer in the question and the answer? If you're going to say that they knew it was possible that they both picked it up together, it's very difficult. Yeah, it's like, I mean, the problem is that Ben Nanas is saying a clear, absolute statement, and now you're saying it's not an absolute statement. And where's the limit? Now he's saying it's not absolute, so where's the limit? That's what I'm just drawing out. Every shvur is possible to be a shvur shav, so obviously there has to be some limit. Alright, so the only one answer you got to start out somehow with answering this question. So how do you start out? What's the difference between... Take the low-lying fruit here. What's the difference, the way you're trying to go until you got tripped up somehow? What's the difference between the question that any case could be a lie and this case of Shnayim Ochsim Batalos? No big lumdus, just a simple.
Probability that it's...
Probability, of course.
Simple.
Right? I mean, let's just be simple about it. If a guy goes into Basin, I go into Basin and I say, you have my pikadon, I want it back, and you say it was stolen, and you take a shua. So we have no knowledge of what happens. We have absolutely no knowledge of what happened. Right? Nothing indicates one way or the other. Nothing indicates anything. Right? And your shua will be will be mavara what happened. We're going to take it as that. There's no reason to doubt it. There's no reason to doubt it, right? But over here, there's only one strange possibility that would make it not a shua sheker, right? There's only one strange possibility that would make them both not neither one a shua sheker. So in other words, we're trying to approach an answer over here. We're trying to get closer to an answer. So we're saying like this, that our main question is, how do you compare our case to the case of the Mishnah and Shavuos? Where the Mishnah and Shavuos is an absolute, and this is the only possibility. Right? And possibilities, and there's always a possibility. So he said, no, that you have to say, you have to admit that what? You have to say that the reason why there was a question over there is because in reality we all know this is an infinitesimally small possibility. Yes. Right? It's like technically possible, but practically impossible. I think something that Chon even asked, doesn't the Gemara say it's not possible for two things? Isn't there? There's a whole sugya there. If you can have simultaneity in halacha, right? Like if you throw the get between the man and the woman, can it be exactly efshel tzamtzim, e efshel tzamtzim, or efshel tzamtzim? That's a whole sugya. But anyway, so the probability that it's actually they picked it up simultaneously is extremely small. Right? So at least it's similar. So in that sense, it's similar. In some way, it's similar. It's more similar to the case of the Chenveni than to a regular Shomer Pikadon. I mean, this is not a svar. We're just trying to, like I said, we're just trying to approach an answer here. Yeah, so how does that help? I mean, it's still not the same. So in other words, in some framework, close is the same. You understand? In the framework of the Maksha, this close is considered the same. We have to find that framework, though. In a certain practical sense, we're saying now, in a certain practical sense, they're the same. Right. No, in a certain practical sense, the likelihood of a shua shav coming out of this situation is the same. Okay, it's not technically the same because one is absolute, and one leaves open a possibility. But as I say, for all intents and purposes, they're the same. Not intensive, no. That's a whole different story. But it's practically the same, right? So now we're saying, now at least we can see that the Maksha, for some reason, the Maksha thought that Benanas' Svara was based on the practicality of the Shua Shav emerging. He didn't care. He wasn't concerned with the absolute. He wasn't concerned that it has to absolutely emerge. Even though the case of the Chenveni is where it absolutely emerges, but the way the Svara of the Maksha, the way he understood Ben Nanas' problem is the same whether it's absolute or 99.9%. But we have to still understand that's what I mean now, Jeremy. We have to understand in what framework of halacha, in other words, in what type of a concern is not concerned with the difference between the absolute and the highly likely. Yeah.
I'm saying it's
different. When is halacha? Aren't we normally halachically minded? Don't we normally embrace a chilek between an absolute and a possible? I mean, isn't that normally? Isn't that like our bread and butter? I mean, and now all of a sudden, what's the difference? Close enough. One second. So, in what framework does the absolute and the almost converge?
A desperate
one. No. No.
This isn't halakha operating on its own.
In the Hamonam. No, in the Hamonam. In the Hamonam. The people. The masses. What? You never heard of them? So in other words, according to Ben Nanas, it's a din. It would seem that he holds Bastin has a din of the kavod of the shua. They have another consideration of not being mizalzel a shua. Understand? According to the Havmina, Ben Nanas' concern was that there's a certain There's a certain kavod that a shvua should have, should be perceived as a serious thing. And in the eyes of the people, if they know that two guys went in and one guy lied and he got his stuff, that's a zilzul shvua. And in that sense, people are not mechalek, because technically it's possible that one guy picked it, that they both picked it up exactly the same time. You understand? That's the way the Havamina understood. It would seem that's the way the Havamina understood the din of Ben Nanas. It's a din in Kavod Ashua. Kavod of Shua, huh? That's right. There are dinim like that. The basin won't do certain things because of the Kavod of the Shua. Yeah. In other words, that's what Tosis means. That what? That mikomakom parach sheyachloku below Shua. Right. Acharei sheefshar lovel yeshua shav. But that's what we said. Every case is efshar lovel yeshua shav. But in terms of the result, right? If I take my shomer to Beistin and I make him pay, and he takes a shua to be putter, when he walks out of Beistin, nobody says maybe there was a shua shove. That's not considered enforcing a din on a shua that's efshar shua shove. Efshar means efshar. When he says it's efshar that it's a shua shav, he means from all of these facts, like you were saying. What were you saying from the Tainas? Is that what you're trying to say? From the Tainas itself, it's possible that it's a shua shav.
So how does the maskana work with that?
Beistin has an obligation to keep a shvua as a fearful thing in the eyes of the people. They have an obligation to keep a shua in the mind of people as a very sacrosanct, awesome institution. And to do things that even Efshar, that everyone knows that there's only one way that this thing is not. Everyone knows there's a likelihood that it was a shua shav. Just from the case.
How is it going into Benas? Is it going to how did Benas?
Yes. So what's the maskana? So what's the maskana? The maskana would seem to be like your second side. No, it's that based in themselves, as a maisa based in, it can't be degrading the shua. But that's only where they're enforcing a vadai shua shav. It's not that they have an obligation to protect it, but they have an issa to engage in a maisa of a zilzul to the shua. But that was still Ben Nanas's svaras because he's looking at the effect. Take the whole case and what's the effect? The effect is it's going to come out there was a shua shav. Apparently, they have an obligation. That was avmina. The truth of the matter is it's mashma like Tos is saying. That how is it possible that they can allow something like that to happen? Lashon is mashma. You can learn like that. But even though it's absolute, they were learning. The Gemara was learning. He's just upset that it's ba'in lidei shua shav. He doesn't say keitzad based in osa shua shav. He's just bothered that it shouldn't be that it's ba'in lidei shua shav. So what's the difference if it's ba'in vaday or if it's ba'in 99%? If there's an obligation on basin to prevent something from coming to shua shav, even when it's efshar, they should have an obligation to prevent it. Right.